With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Men have long made sexist assumptions about what women can do, and we've made the same mistake with female animals. That fact was illuminated for me as the rising sun burned over the tops of budding trees at the Middle Patuxent Environmental Area in Howard County, Maryland. Kevin Omland, a biology professor at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, pointed into a tree.
That's her. That's a female cardinal singing. There she is sticking her bill up. And the cardinal, the female, is significantly different in coloration than the male. So we can see, yes, that's the gray-brown female. And there she is singing away.
His observation about the female bird singing may sound mundane, but it is, in its own subtle way, revolutionary, and shakes the foundations of Darwin's theory of sexual selection. For almost a century and a half, everyone from scientists to school children have believed that the singing of songbirds is an almost exclusively male trait. This goes back to at least 1871, when Charles Darwin published a seminal book, The Descent of Man and Selection in Relation to Sex. Darwin concluded that male songbirds evolved their elaborate calls and colorful plumage to attract females. The theory was that females were mostly silent. But in an article in the journal Nature, Omland and colleagues demonstrated that this is wrong. They examined more than 300 bird species around the world and found that the female birds also sing in 71% of the species. And it is not just love songs that both sexes sing, the equivalent of Tony and Maria finding each other at the dance in West Side Story. Often it is territorial combat, the sharks and the jets threatening knife fights over turf.
Birds definitely have knockdown, drag-out fights. You literally see a set of birds tumbling down through the air and lying on the ground, clutching each other's claws and pecking. Animals, birds literally do hurt each other badly in fighting over territories or mates.
So why is it that scientists for so long wrongly assumed it was just males mouthing off? Well, one reason was a geographical bias among ornithologists. The researchers mostly came from England and North America, where indeed most of the singing is done by male songbirds. But Omland's team discovered that in tropical regions, where there are many more species of songbirds, most of the females sing too. Also, Darwin and the other dominant bird researchers were men, so they tended to fixate on the behavior of male birds. By contrast, four of the five researchers in Omland's group are women, led by graduate student Karen Odom, and also including Naomi Langmore, Michelle Hall, and Katharina Riebel. They represent a new generation of dominant female ornithologists. But it was not just male chauvinists spreading this pig-headed idea of the silent female. There was also a confounding factor, a technical challenge. As it turns out, in the tropical regions where female songbirds so often warble, males and females often look identical, unlike birds up north. In the past, this meant biologists in the tropics would have to dissect the birds to figure out what sex they were. And of course, a bird on the operating table does not sing. Researchers overcame this hurdle by learning to take DNA from bird feathers to determine their sex. They then marked the bird's legs with red or blue bands to tell which sex sings. And the bands revealed the truth, both sing together and when separated. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.